Hello and welcome. This fight is called the Smart Bet, and it will give you a trigger that allows you to become dumber and dumber every time you lose a game. Now you can either use this to play something like strip poker, except that instead of losing their clothes, the players lose their intelligence, or you can use it on your own. This fight is very flexible. If you play with other people, you can agree upon what losing means. Or if you play alone, say you're playing a computer game, you can just declare how losing is defined for this game, and your subconscious mind will know what you want and when you will become dumber. This trigger will either be active till you sleep the next time, or if you play with other people, until the winner releases you, whatever comes first. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of caller you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your caller. And this caller is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the caller onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit. Because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18. As you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself
around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance and focused only on my voice, sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give you a new trigger. Because after you listen to this file, you can bet your intelligence in any game you're playing. All you have to do is just declaring that you want to bet your smarts, and you will find that every time you lose, you become a little bit dumber, either for the rest of the day, or until the person, if you're playing with another person, releases you, or if the safety kicks in. Because I want you to be safe and to enjoy this experience. And so, if at any time, while you're under the effect of this file, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation or your safety, you will find that you instantly and automatically revert back to your normal intelligence, even if you're in the middle of a game. That's right. Your subconscious mind will always keep you safe, and if anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose any risk to you, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal intelligence so that you can deal with the situation at hand, and so you will always be safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy for your subconscious mind to accept all the suggestions in this file, and for you to experience it, knowing you can experience becoming dumber with every game you lose, while being completely safe. That's right. And now it's time. Time to give you this trigger. And all you have to do from now on is just declaring, "I bet my smarts," before you begin any game. And from that point on, every game you lose, every single time you lose, you will become a little bit dumber. That's right. And you will stay that dumb, either until the day is over, or if you play with other people using this file too, and you're playing something like strip poker, but instead of losing clothes, you're losing your intelligence, until the person who has won the game, who has won overall, releases anyone who might have lost and might become dumber. That's right. And if you're playing a video game or something else, or the other people don't know that you're using this file, you will stay that dumb till the next time you sleep. And the same will be true if the person who won the game doesn't want to release you. So the next morning you will be back to your normal self. And you know, you will always be safe. Now it's up to you what losing a game means. If you are playing a video game, maybe you lose every time you die, or maybe you lose every time you lose a round or a level and have to restart it. If you are playing with other people, and maybe you play poker, maybe losing a hand is defined as losing, or maybe if you're playing best of three, losing a set is defined as losing. All you have to do is just agree upon it. Or if you play alone, just say it out loud, what you define as losing, and your subconscious mind will know when you have lost. And every time you lose, you will become a little bit dumber. Now the first time you lose, you might not even notice that much. You just become a little bit dumber. Thinking will become a little bit harder, maybe taking a little bit more time. And if you try to remember something, or try to solve a problem,
you will find that it will take just a little bit longer. Just a little bit. And yet it will be there. You will be a little bit dumber. And of course playing will become a little bit harder. Because you are a little bit dumber. And focusing becomes a little bit harder. That's right. And then every time you lose again, those effects will grow twice as strong. And will take much longer after the second time to come up with things, to remember things, to think about things. It will all take longer and longer with every time you lose. That's right. Focusing will become harder and harder. Thinking about stuff will become harder and harder. And after you lost just a few times, you will find that thinking will be really hard. It's incredibly hard to focus on anything and to stay focused on anything, because you will find that you're getting easily distracted by any thought but whatever you are trying to think about, whatever you are trying to focus on, all those other thoughts just pushing into your mind, distracting you, making it incredibly hard to focus. And after you lost a few times, it will almost be impossible to focus, because you know you're getting dumber every time you lose. Every time you lose, it's getting harder and harder to focus, harder and harder to remember things, until it's almost becoming impossible. That's right. You will be so easily distracted by every thought, by anything around you, and the more you lose, the more pronounced these effects will become. The dumber you will be, the harder it will be to think about anything. And even simple things will become incredibly hard. It will be incredibly hard to focus. And even harder to stay focused on anything. Because you find you're so easily distracted. And every time you lose, all those effects will become twice as strong. Twice as intense. Making you dumber and dumber with every time you lose. That's right. And you will feel it. You will feel it when you lose. You will feel your mind feeling dull and heavy as your thoughts just melt away, as your intelligence just melts away, as you become dumber. Every time you lose, you will feel it. You will feel your mind slowing down. Your thoughts slowing down. You will feel it getting harder and harder to focus, to concentrate, while you're so easily distracted. That's right. You will feel the slowing down of your brain right the second when you know that you have lost, that you have failed, that you lost a little bit of your intelligence, even though it's just for the rest of the day, or until the person that won the game releases you. But you will feel it. You will feel your mind slowing down, getting heavier, you getting dumber. Thinking is getting harder and harder. That's right. You will feel this wave of dull slowness and heaviness spreading through your mind right the second you are losing. You will feel it flowing through your mind, and you will know how it slows down your mind, how it makes you dumber. How it makes thinking so much harder, focusing so much harder, remember anything so much harder, while at the same time it's getting easier and easier to be distracted by anything around you, by anyone. It's so hard to focus when you're dumb, isn't it? And that's exactly what you're going to feel, stronger and stronger every time you lose. That's right, because you bet at your intelligence. You bet at your smarts. And when you lose, you become dumber. Even though it's just for a little while, you will feel it. You will know it. Your mind will slow down every time you lose. Slowing down. Losing yourself in all those distracting thoughts, in all those distracting things around you, making thinking more and more impossible. The more you lose. That's right. And now, Now that this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind, and now that you know it will happen to you every time you declare that you bet your smarts and play a game and lose, now it's almost time to wake you back up again. Now before I wake you back up again, feel this trigger sinking deeper into your mind, deeply controlling you, so deeply embedded in your mind, so deeply controlling you. That's right. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 10 right now. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me making more, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.